All right, how to write like you talk. So, the secret of writing like you talk. To establish intimacy and a one-on-one tone that resonates with the prospect, you need to write in an informal and conversational tone. Use spoken English and forget being grammatically correct, right? So one of the big things is showing empathy. You have to convince the reader that you're one of them and that you really understand them. So copy with a non-conversational tone, which is weak, right? Here's a good example. Closed crawl spaces, air duct cleaning, attic insulation, mold remediation, air filtration, right? Most homes have indoor quality and air energy loss issues. We specialize in the assessments and reading. Okay, I'm not even going to read through that. You can pause it and read if you want. But this is a very non-conversational tone type ad copy. And here's the difference. Copy with a conversational tone. With the 2,800 gallons of air that you breathe every day, make sure that it's clean air. Your home is a sanctuary, the place where you spend majority of your time throughout each week. Notice how we start out. Your home is your sanctuary, right? And it's speaking to the person directly. That's huge. So, simple techniques to write like how you talk. Proper voice, effective punctuation, short sentences. So, with proper voice, let's just give this for an example. Your voice refers to the style and the way of saying things. You should use your own natural voice, the way you would talk to persuade someone. Imagine that person being your friend. The tone of your voice is dependent on your prospect and product. For example, happy, grim, alarming, angry, crazy, playful, somber, and threatening, right? Different situations demand different tones, okay? So you gotta be in tune to the tone. So here's copy with a proper voice. Fellow citizen, you are being watched. The government, data thieves, and certain large corporations want to know and track as much about you as possible. The eavesdropping is escalating, and the hunt for your financial assets is getting worse. You need to take action now. Notice how this is very big brother, people are spying on you, all that stuff. The good news is you can discover exactly how to protect yourself and your online privacy in my brand new special report, Protecting Your Privacy from Big Brother's Prying Eyes. It reveals five of the most important steps you must take now to guard your privacy. You'll discover the strategies I personally use to protect myself, my family, and my finances from prying government eyes and hacking and hackers lying in wait to steal personal data. I urge you to claim your free copy today. Get it here now. So it's a great proper voice. They use kind of the tone of people are sneaking up on you, right? And it taps into that fear. Effective punctuation. So raise your voice, create a pace, emphasize important points. How do you do it? You use bold, italics, and caps lock. Pause at the right moments and use the long dash to set apart an important point. Copy with effective punctuation. You can see the bold text there. You can see the underline. I won't go through all of that, but you can see there's dot, dot, dots, and there's shorter sentences, which is kind of our last point here. Use shorter sentences. They're easier to scan, easier to digest, and it moves the reader along at a good pace.